B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Like me talking to my wife. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Meany Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
That's some good stuff. Yeah. Sorry, sweetheart.
I think we've all been there before. Where you say, I'm sorry, and it's not enough, and you got to come back with the I'm so sorry.
I let you down.
Well, I've let you down. Yes, I have. Now, we don't want to let our graduates down, do we?
No, no, no. We have Farmer Dan in Burke County.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get inside the mind of a farmer and what he is going to say to the graduates.
Yeah, a little commencement speech. We'll pick him up here in just a second. We want to remind everyone that you got $100 coming your way at 7 a.m. this morning.
We have Farmer Dan. Hey, Farmer Dan.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing well. For those who don't know, Farmer Dan is one of our radio family members. One of our he never knew we existed until I think one of his friends forced him to listen.
Right around St. Paddy's Day, he called in. He was not up to his best ability the day after St. Paddy's Day, and he was dying laughing at that.
Now he's a wonderful character on our show, and we love it when you call back in. Farmer Dan, it's the end of the school year. A lot of people are graduating. What is like a little commencement speech? What's some advice you have?
Well, I guess first and foremost, the graduating class, like of 2019, you guys did it, you passed. So I guess since graduating, what I've learned is it's okay to not know what you want to be when you grow up. So I'm 23 and I still don't know what I want to be. Also, it's okay to fail. You don't always have to be the best at everything you do. At least you tried.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I graduated 5 years ago, and I've had about five different jobs. But I'm just now at a job where I think I'm really going to stay for a while. So if you bounce from job to job after you graduate, that's really fine.
What are some of the five jobs you had before you were a farmer?
Well, I mean, the first job I had, sounds crazy, the first job I had, I was a painted parking lot for the parking lot and more.
Okay, what else?
Second job, I was a lifeguard.
Oh, okay.
Third job, I was a fireman. I actually worked for the city. I was a
fireman
for a little while. Yep.
What, you don't trust Farmer Dan?
No, I just, that's a lot of different, like, it's a wide spectrum of things.
Yes.
Dude, I'm not, I did a lot of things growing up.
You was trying it all.
I think I worked at a furniture factory.
Okay. All right. Then, so his point, graduates, is don't feel like you have to have the answer to life right after you get out of high school or college. Okay.
High school really is like, is almost a starting point, really, in your life. You don't really start your whole life until you get out of high school. That's really where you're starting to sprout out.
Amen.
Yeah, that's true.
Should the average graduate know how to milk a cow?
Now, that, in Burke County, your average graduate, yeah, it's probably like 51%. But, like, I guess in Charlotte, where y'all are from, the average graduate, it's probably like -6%.
Okay.
I like your math.
I don't know what a cow is.
No, we can point a cow out of a farm, out of an animal lineup, yes. All right, what else, Farmer Dan? I like this. The commencement speech from Farmer Dan. Go ahead.
Let's see. Another thing I had written down. Don't be so caught up in starting your life that you forget to live your life.
What fortune cookie did you find that in?
Actually, I'll be honest with you. My wife wrote that down.
I love it.
Speech of my life, so that was the first one.
All right, man.
I love it. And in closing,
get out there. Go to college. If there's anybody that's sending you letters to go be a lawyer or a doctor, accept them. If not, do not ever be afraid to try farming. I mean, I'm like throwing that out there for anybody. Don't be afraid to try farming. That's still on the table.
Farmer Dan,
graduates.
Are you just trying to get some summer help? Is that what this is? Get some extra hands
on
the farm?
Hit me up on my Insta. Are you doing internships on the farm?
Hey, we can do some internships.
Life lessons with Farmer Dan.
All right, man.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Farmer Dan. I think that's really important for people to hear, right? Straight from a farmer. Did you go to college?
I did a year in college, man, and I was just not really what I wanted to do, so I got out. And like I said, I don't really have any regrets. So it's nothing that I'm like kicking myself for. But I mean, college, like I said, is for a bunch of people. It just wasn't for me. So.
Yeah,
man.
Farmer Dan's slogan is "Move over, graduates." There's a whole world out there for you. All right, thanks, Dan. Get back on the farm, bud.
All right, y'all get back to work. Be good.
See, bud.
Don't cry over spilled milk.
No, the cliches of graduation.
You'll hear it ceremony. This weekend. Avoid this like the plague.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And when you get out there, let your hair down. Be you.
Live, laugh, love.
That's a good one. I can tell you, this is the truth. If you look outside, you can see the weather. When it rains, it pours, graduates. By the way, am I the only one that finds it odd that most of the schools graduate in a facility and not at the football field, like where I graduated high school from?
I did not graduate in a football field. We were at an arena, a really big arena.
Yeah.
Were you too, Roy?
Yeah.
High school graduated at an arena?
Salem High School, yeah.
Salem High?
Was there a lot of people in your graduating class? That's why we did.
No, it wasn't. Well, it was like 500.
We had over 1,000.
We only had 200 and maybe 300 kids, but we graduated on the football field, and then, if it rained, we were in the gym.
Oh, wow.
It's fancy, though. You guys are fancy. What about you, Nicole, up in Raleigh? Did you guys go to a location, or was it at your school?
Well, my high school had, two campuses, so we graduated from the convention center.
Okay.
And by the way, not like it was fancy. It's not like they decorated the arena. It was a stage and a podium.
Right.
Yeah, but you still had it at the arena. I mean, some schools have it at the Spectrum Center, Bojangles Coliseum.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, here's what we'll do. Since there's so many people graduating, if you want to let your graduate get a shout-out on the air, text us their names, 704-570-9595. Then coming up, just before 7, we'll read out as many names as we can so that you guys can be proud of your graduates from the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.